We have a special guest joining us today on The Second Cup.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Walker from Regional Planning, and I am proud to report that I am coming to you live from the strongest town in North America for 2025. That's right. You guys made it happen. You showed up, you voted, you talked to your friends and family, and you got out there and you showed the world how strong we are. My goodness, is there so much good stuff happening? And boy, oh boy, do we need to keep that momentum going. Marion will receive our award at the Strong Towns National Gathering. The gathering will take place this year in Providence, Rhode Island from June 9th to 11th. I'll be there, and if you want to be there too, and if you're interested in learning how you can build a strong town right here in Marion County, you too can attend the National Gathering. Go to strongtowns.org to learn more. Strong Towns will also be sending a film crew to Marion to create a documentary of all the progress that we have achieved over the past few years. I really hope that this moment serves as a springboard and a catalyst for more growth and more involvement at the community level. If you have something that you are passionate about, if you have something that you want to see happen, please reach out to us, reach out to others, reach out to the city or the county or your township or village, and put your ideas forward and find others who can rally around those causes, because that is how we continue to build a strong town. This is James Walker from Regional Planning and from the strongest town in America. Thank you all so much.
The Second Cup continues with Kirk Detweiler from the Palace Theater.
A very good morning and a happy spring to everybody. This is Kirk, the Executive Director of the Marion Palace Theater, bringing you the latest on upcoming shows and events at the Palace Theater and the May Pavilion. It's not too late to catch the last two performances of our in-house production of Nonsense 2, The Second Coming. Join the hilarious Little Sisters of Hoboken as they fill us with love, laughter, music, and even a game of bingo. That's Nonsense 2, The Second Coming, a Palace musical production. Two more shows only tonight at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The month of May is jam-packed with shows and activities, including our biggest show of the year, country music legends, the band Lone Star, will be in concert on Friday, May 2nd. Marion County's own Ryan Ratliff will grace the main stage on May 10th with his brand new show, Back in the Habit. And on May 17th, local singer Sarah Grody will be performing her one-woman show, Life is a Song, in the May Pavilion. In the meantime, it's not too late to join Thursday Trivia. Join us every Thursday night through May 8th for fun and test your knowledge against the smartest people in Marion. Check our website and Facebook page for details. Would you like to help preserve the historic Marion Palace Theater? Consider becoming a Palace member. Membership is a fantastic way to ensure that this beloved landmark continues to entertain future generations forever. For details, visit our website or stop by the box office. Memberships for our upcoming 25-26 season are available. For more information on upcoming events or to purchase tickets, give us a call at 740-383-2101. Visit our website, marionpalace.org, or stop by and see us at the box office. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 5. On behalf of all of us here on West Center Street, we do thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the historic Marion Palace Theater.
On The Second Cup this morning is Brad DeCamp, Executive Director of the Adam H. Board.
Good morning. This is Brad DeCamp with the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health, or Adam H. Board. This morning, I wanted to discuss the benefits of giving back. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, or SAMHSA's, working definition of recovery from mental disorders and/or substance use disorders delineates four major dimensions that support a life in recovery. Those are health, home, purpose, and community. Two key components of any person's recovery are purpose and community. SAMHSA defines purpose as meaningful daily activities such as a job, school, volunteerism, family caretaking, or creative endeavors, and the independence, income, and resources to participate in society. Community is defined as relationships and social networks that support friendship, love, and hope. Giving back provides an incredible opportunity to strengthen a person's recovery by simultaneously helping them build a community and find purpose. Giving back can be volunteering, participating in community services, or finding another way to make a positive impact on another individual's life. The benefits of giving back spread beyond service itself. Studies have shown that there is a significant relationship between volunteering and health. For individuals newly in recovery, it can be challenging to find purpose. Creating social connections and forming meaningful bonds can be intimidating, complicated, and confusing. Volunteering and/or service activities can provide individuals with opportunities to build new connections in the community, form new and healthy relationships, and engage in meaningful work to support a cause that is important to them. Service opportunities provide a pathway for individuals to engage in positive work that will help solidify their individual recovery while also helping others. According to the Corporation for National Community Service, volunteer activities can strengthen the social ties that protect individuals from isolation during difficult times, while the experience of helping others leads to a sense of greater self-worth and trust. Additionally, even when controlling for other factors such as age, health, gender, research has found that when individuals volunteer, they are more likely to live longer. For example, 76% of individuals who volunteered in the last 12 months say that volunteering has helped them feel healthier. 94% of people who volunteered in the last 12 months say that volunteering has improved their mood. 78% of people who volunteered in the last 12 months say that volunteering lowered their stress. Giving back to others is an important part of any recovery journey. Through selflessness and acts of kindness, an individual in recovery can find hope and motivation they need to continue on their recovery pathway. Giving back can help an individual improve their self-esteem, boost resilience, foster feelings of empowerment, make their community a better place, discover a meaning and purpose in life, develop new skills, stay connected to others, and gain new perspectives. Volunteering and providing service to others is an important way to support individual recovery, and it has been shown to promote mental, emotional, and physical health. Some ideas for volunteering include becoming a sponsor, promoting reading, playing with an animal in a shelter, spending time with the elderly, or helping someone register to vote, among many others. Volunteering to help with any of these projects or in any of these categories will not only help the individual or organization you are supporting, it can also help you reduce your stress levels, boost confidence, and enjoy a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Individuals in recovery can give back to others with a mental illness and or addiction by sharing their lived experience and becoming a sponsor, mentor, or a peer supporter. Many can benefit from connecting with someone who has experienced similar situations and can serve them as a guide, mentor, and a motivator to help them remain resilient and keep their recovery on track. Conversely, an individual serving as a sponsor, mentor, can also strengthen their own recovery by helping someone else find their way on their recovery journey. For more information, visit mcadamh.com. This is Brad DeCamp with the Crawford Marion Adam H. Board, and I thank you for listening to the Second Cup News Magazine.
The Second Cup continues in a moment with Tom Kennedy and the weather.
You're all about community. You eat at local restaurants, support local causes, and go out of your way to visit that cute coffee shop downtown where they know your order and your name. You're not corporate. Why bank somewhere that is? If you're tired of your bank and its faceless, heartless, soulless attitude, check out Pillar. We help hardworking people like you reach their money goals faster with products built around people instead of profit. Learn more at bankwithpillar.com. Pillar Credit Union. Banking built around you. Insured by NCUA.
In your second cup forecast, mostly sunny skies today, an afternoon high of 52, overnight temperatures falling to 33. Sunday calls for partly sunny and high of 58. On Monday, there's about a 50% chance of scattered showers, but temperatures might hit 70. There's your second cup forecast from WZMO.
Fred Malone joins us from the Marion County Historical Society.
This is Fred Malone with the Marion County Historical Society. The Wyatt Cemetery near Waldo is the last resting place of a number of soldiers of the War of 1812. Buried here is Captain Flynn, who was seriously wounded when attacked by a party of Indians as he and some companions were en route home from Upper Sandusky. His death occurred at Fort Morrow. Other graves are those of two soldiers killed north of Marion, three who died at the cabin of Nathaniel Brundridge, and William Wolfe, who was wounded near Upper Sandusky in an attack by the Indians. A Captain Yarnell, who was with Perry at Perry's Victory on Lake Erie, is also buried in the Wyatt Cemetery. Good news! Starting Wednesday, April the 30th, Heritage Hall will be opening for the 2025 season. Our regular hours will be Wednesday through Sunday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Plan your visit now to see the new exhibit celebrating the 175th anniversary of the Marion County Fair. Now, admission to the museum is $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, $4 for children K through 12, and under 5 is free. And you can also visit Lynn School during the summer. Check our website for the dates, and admission there is $2 for all ages. If you are a member, you get in free. And by the way, you should consider being a member of the Marion County Historical Society. Memberships start at $10 for students, $35 for an individual, and $50 for a family. It's very worthwhile. You'll be supporting the history of Marion County, and you'll be helping the Marion County Historical Society maintain Heritage Hall. Now, we have some upcoming fundraising events throughout the next several months, beginning with the Lucky Duck Race, which will be held in August. Ongoing is our 11th annual commemorative gun or cash raffle. Win a one-of-a-kind Henry rifle or $500 in cash. Tickets are $10, and only 400 tickets will be sold. The drawing will be held at Norton Sporting Goods when the 400 ticket sells, or on Tuesday, November the 4th, 2025. And of course, as always, we'll have our 15th annual Dinner with the Presidents in November. The Marion County Historical Society is the keeper of all things history for the county. You could be a volunteer. There are a lot of things that you can do to help the museum. You could be a tour guide, you could help with research, or just be there to help us keep that beautiful museum clean. And remember, we are also the home of the Marion Wyandotte County Popcorn Museum. This has been Fred Malone from the Marion County Historical Society.
Here's Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library.
Hello again, Diane Watson here from the Marion Public Library. We are getting closer to the time you can come peruse literally hundreds of boxes of books at the Bookmark's annual book sale, coming April 24th through the 27th. For Thursday, April 24th, you will need to get an early bird ticket to get in. They are $25, and you will get first dibs at all of the great things at the sale. You can purchase the ticket online or in the library before the sale or Thursday night of the sale. You don't need a ticket on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You don't need a ticket on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as they are open to the public on those days. And Sunday, as you know from the past, is the best day to get all of the deals. Our Bookmarks friends of the Marion Public Library are a great group. We just love them. They have many volunteers who help throughout the year, and some that just love working the sale. So if you are inclined to be one of those people that might want to volunteer for a few hours, just stop by the sale and ask if they can find you a place to volunteer for a few hours. They will be happy to do that. Coming May 1st, we have two authors in the building at once. Two authors. We are getting lots of feedback on this event and think that if you miss it, you will be missing out on a great author visit. Linda Costello and William Kent Krueger, both very popular crime mystery writers, will be here to present a program and sign books. This is a really great opportunity to meet two authors in one evening. The event is free and open to the public. Yes, the event is free and open to the public. Stop by the library and pick up one of their books on display just inside the front door. Then you can connect the library or the author with their great story. We will have books for sale starting this week, and you can come in and purchase your book, read it, and then bring it back and get it signed. If you have never been to an author visit, please consider putting this one on your list. This is a great time to read one of their books and then come hear them talk. Additional authors will be coming throughout the year, so check marionlibrary.org/author-series for a complete list and for more information. Do you have a book club you belong to? If so, you might want to stop by and pick up a free book that is going to be our community read. It is The Art and Science of Connection by Casely Killam. The book is about connecting socially, really for your health and for the benefits that it brings to you as a person. And isn't that what book clubs and discussion groups are all about? The social part of the friends thing? There will be ample opportunities to pick up books and join the discussions that we will be having throughout the county. We have 4 or 5 different locations already specced out. So keep looking for that information. And remember, we are here to help you. Stop by the Marion Public Library. We are open Monday through Friday, but we're open Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 7, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, and marionlibrary.org 24/7 to reserve books. And don't forget that we have that book sale coming up at the end of April, and we will see you at the library.
Grant Powell joins us now with Marion in a moment.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a moment. During the wars of 1776 and 1812, Ohio was still a territory. The Ohio legislature had established the boundaries of Marion County sometime around 1822 to 1823, but the county was not organized until March of 1824. Thus, there is not much Marion County military history prior to then. Many of the settlers who moved to what is now Marion County after the land had been put up for public sale in 1820 had fought in those earlier wars. The first war in which Marion County residents participated was the Mexican War of 1846 to 1848. It was an unpopular war, so there were no regular companies. The soldiers enlisted on a voluntary basis and were assigned to various Ohio companies. It is unlikely that more than 20 men from Marion County enlisted in these companies. Ohio also had its militia with no official duties. They drilled occasionally, and the drills often ended as a drinking bout. Fancy uniforms and titles were about all the militia had. The first draft was the Militia Act of July 17, 1862. All men between the ages of 18 and 45 years were to serve a 9-month tour of duty if medically fit. The first men were drafted under this act on August 4, 1862. Another act went into effect on March 3, 1883. It permitted one to pay the sum of $300 to hire a substitute if one did not want to serve. The fee was paid to the federal government as a bounty fee. In July of 1864, that act was repealed. The Civil War was the first conflict in which there was 100% participation from Marion County. Several companies were organized in Marion County, and many lives were lost. Some Marion men served in the armies of other states. One general hailed from Marion, General James H. Godman. John Cade was a famous spy and scout from Marion County. The Confederate Army placed a price of $500 on his head because he was so good. One company was organized here for men to serve in the Spanish-American War. It was Company G of the 4th Ohio Voluntary Infantry. Although this moment focused on Marion County's early military history, it should be noted that Marion men have always been willing to answer the call whenever the United States has needed men to defend our liberty.
Tom Kennedy joins us today.
Known as the Bridegroom's Oak, a famous knothole in a tree that's been used as a mailbox since 1892. It even has its own postal code in the Douyu Forest, some 155 miles north of Berlin, Germany. Mail carriers from the German Postal Service act as Cupid, delivering 50 to 60 knothole letters each month. They must climb a ladder to reach the arboreal mailbox, about 10 feet up, of the 82-foot tree tall that's more than 500 years old. Visitors to the tree can leaf through the missives, some of which are mailed from other continents, and choose whether to become postal armoires with any of the other letter writers. The resulting pen pal relationships have even led to a few marriages. The oak was first used as a way station between a forester's daughter and a chocolate manufacturer from Leipzig, according to the Postal Service. The forester initially opposed the courtship, so the couple left love letters for each other in the knothole. They ultimately got married with the forester's permission under the oak's leaves in 1892. You can send your own love letter. I'll put the address on the station's website. Congratulations, Marion! This year's winner of the 2025 Strongest Town Contest. A thank you to James Walker, who really put forth the effort and spirit forward to this event. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.